Okay, let's get into Parshas Va'eschanan, Tavshin Pehei. Again, scheduling note, I hope Ed Hashem to be giving a shiur next week. I'm traveling next week back to Israel, so I hope to be able to, but not 100%, but let's hope. That's the plan. Okay, Va'eschanan, Tavshin Pehei. Va'eschanan is always an unbelievable Parsha, jam-packed, Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Shabbos Nachamu, now we start off the major mitzvahs, right? Dvarim, the beginning of Eschanan, was Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing Jewish history up until that point. And then, starting with the middle of Eschanan, we have mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs until the end of the Torah. Unbelievable, Moshe Rabbeinu giving us a lot of review, and a lot of new mitzvahs. And the Pasuk says, we'll start off towards the end, Dalid, Lamed Zayin, focusing on the... towards the end of the laning that we had on Tisha B'Av, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about Atah HaReis HaLadas, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, you saw Har Sinai, and Hashem spoke to you, and you heard it. And why did Hashem do that to you? Because the Pasuk says, V'tachas ki ahav Hashem savosecha, because Hashem loves your forefathers. V'yivchar b'zarach harav, and He chose their children. V'yotziecha b'fanav, b'kocho gadol mimitzrayim. Because of the bris ben habesarim and the avos, and the bris avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out. If you look at the kleyakar on the later pasuk, but it's quoted here in source number one, ki me'avas Hashem eschem, ki atem ba'atzmoseichem, ritzuyin migzar geza shelachem. Right, because of your lineage, because of your pedigree, umishomeros hashvua, ratzolomarz chus avos yishamdalachem. The Hashem loves us, but the basis, the foundation of His love for us is the foundation that He has for our forefathers, for the Avos and the Himos. Mashal Nifla, here in the Sefer L'Hisani B'Sanu, give me quotes a mashal. Mamchesh es kochav otzmasa shal schus avos. This is the power of schus avos. And that is, Esha mitase alhar gevul v'talumo. There was once a very, very high mountain. Shatipos alav ayakashim inso. It was very impossible to climb. Metapsim rabim nisu lagia lepiskaso. Many, many climbers came from all over the world to try to get to the heights. Ulam kulam kashlu. They all fell. They all stumbled. Chelkam bishlavim mukdamim v'chalkam bishlavim mucharim. Some, you know, gave up and fell early in the hike, and some later. Sov davar lepiskata har heim lo itzlicho lahafil. Nobody was able to get to the tops, the heights. Mispar harim metapes harim shafatan hechlit lakdishas chayav lasag yadzo. One time there was a guy, this mountain climber, that said, I'm going to dedicate my life to figure out a way to climb this mountain. Who it's tayid, but kol siyad nidrash, he got all the proper tools, all the proper gear. Umitoch ratzon az unechishus rabba yotzol derech haruka. And he went out, and he had tremendous bravery and determination, and he went. Haderach im tmashchal al pi shanim, years and years, those rabbos avro lav hard and failures and getting up and kashem rabim mamdu bedarko ulam bekocho ritzono ha'az, finally he overcame all the challenges. Ulachar avodamu umetzel shal tipus miagea, since after months and years he stood on top, he came to the top of the mountain. Amdu raglav al piska hanechsefes v'hine haftah gedola nechona lo sham. All of a sudden, he looks around, and it's an unbelievable surprise he has. B'amdol piska, sameach u'mushar lehezek agod v'atzom, he's happy, he can't believe what he did. He sees a couple of children, little children, on the mountain. Ro'al lefeta yelad katan, mishalech ala piska, mekabetz beklilot alav ne'emakom, jumping around. What's going on here? It took me all my life, and they're here? He bit ha'ish b'yelad b'choser imu, and he couldn't believe it. Mukhlat. V'shal oto. Ketzad, Hitzlacht olalos alahar. How do you do this? Kamashanim archala aderech. How long did it take you? Ketzad yitochidadar. How is it possible? Kshetchalti ani lalos. When I started climbing this mountain, you weren't even born yet. Ketzad asita zot. Al kol shilot alalu, the child, answer all the questions. How long and how the, and your training. Two words, that's all he said. Kan noladati. I was born here. I was born on the mountain. If you're born on the mountain, you don't have to do the hard work to get to the top. You're born there. So he explains, says, Zchus Avos, we were already born at the top of the mountain. We were already born with unbelievable powers. We have to appreciate that we're on top of the mountain. We have to appreciate what we have been given as a present. The kid got, he was given the top of the mountain. We have to realize what we were given. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Chasadim. Right? We were given a certain nature about us, a collectivity of the nation. Vanim Shal Barur, line 18. Ha'avos Amlu Vishkiu Mamatzim Rabim. The avos worked hard and they invested. B'kinias midos uskulos neflos, amazing midos. K'misiris nefesh emuna chesed va'od. It was put into us. Hashahafchu lechelik miatum v'tivam. Zochinu anu tzetzoeim. Their descendants. Kitchunos elu sh'avosinu ko'amlu alein. So hard. Our forefathers climbed the mountain, but once they got there, it was given to us. Kol Yehudi nolad k'shemuna netua belibo. Right, every Jew was born into this unbelievable gift of a nation. V'tchunos haYehudi tfuos b'nishmaso. B'blishi yitzarach la'amol yisirasa. We don't have to work hard. And we've mentioned in the past another shiurim, the beautiful words of the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Ivelanshin on Perkei Avos, where he notes the two Mishnayos back to back. One Mishnah that talks about how there were 10 generations between Noach and Avraham, to show us how kama erech apayim, how patient Hashem is. And the very next Mishnah says that Avraham Avinu was nisnasa basara nisyonos. Avraham Avinu went through 10 tests and he passed them to show how much he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved him. And the question the Ruach Chaim is medayik, why in the first Mishnah from Noach to Avraham it just says Avraham? In the second Mishnah it says Avraham Avinu. It says Avinu. Right, so why dafka? If you say it in one, just say it in the first one, not in the second one. Why does it say Avinu? Explains the Ruach Chaim on Perkei Avos. Because in the first Mishnah, it's talking about Avraham Avinu, the person. Noach to Avraham. The second one is talking about our patriarch. It's talking about everything Avraham Avinu did through his tests, put into the DNA of his descendants, the ability to stand in those tests. The ability to function. He climbed the mountain! I'm going to climb the mountain, that we were born on the mountain. We were born there. We were given this as a gift. We realized what we were given. And that's the message of Schus Avos that we have here in the Parsha. And it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us because of that Schus Avos. Okay. So now we get back to other issues relating to the Parsha. We get to Moshe Rabbeinu talking about Arei Miklat. Alright, Miklat, let's go to Perek Dalet, Pasuk Mem Aleph. So we've spoken about this in the past also. Oz Yavdil Moshe by Shlishi. Shalosh Arim Be'Ever HaYardein, Mizrach HaShemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the three on the east side of the Jordan. East side of the Jordan. Rashi, and we've spoken about the Rambam and the Chavetz Chaim. Ooh, expand on this. Rashi, this year we'll see the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Oz Yavdil, says Rashi. Nasan Lev Lios Chared Ledavar Sheyavdilam. He put his heart to be focused to separate these Arei Miklat. And even though these three were not going to be functional until the other three that Yeshua Ben Nun would set up on the west side of the Jordan, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mitzvah She'efshal Akaima Akemena. If I could do a mitzvah, I'm going to do it. I know it's not going to be totally functional, but I'm going to do it. And the Rambam, if you remember, calls this a chatzi mitzvah. A chatzi mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to do a chatzi mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, source number 2. He quotes the Rashi. L'chora mahu uz. What's the uz? At that moment, uz, as Moshe Rabbeinu just finished Jewish history, and he's about to start going through the mitzvos. Going through the mitzvos, as it says at the end of this section, Eila ha'edus v'achukim ha'mishpatim pasuk memhei, and then we're going to start off with the Aseret Dibros, and then go through all of the rest of Sefer Dvarim. Right before that, we have Moshe Rabbeinu setting up us. At that moment, the Torah tells us about the designation of the Arei Miklat. B'char mahu us mashayichus lozeh be'emsa divrei tochachos. What's the message in the middle of this tochacha? V'chein mahu akavanas hakra debisamach. We also have this major sounding pasuk in the middle of the Arei Miklat, or right after the Arei Miklat discussion. This is the Torah that Moshe gave to Bnei Yisrael. This is the Torah. Rashi says it's referring to afterwards. Referring to afterwards, that it's going to say a little bit later on. But the context, the where it's put, the juxtaposition is mamish right here by Arei Miklat. So yes, for Moshe, you know, what exactly is the message? Number one, what's the message of Ari Miklan in general, and what's Vizos HaTorah connecting? Vinira line 7. Alpima shebi arti, Shemitzad avas haTorah uMitzvoseh Hefresh Moshe. As has been pointed out by Mefarshim, including Rav Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, didn't have to do this, and it wasn't functional yet. It didn't serve really any purpose. Designated the Ari Miklat. What he designated? I can't run there anyway if I'm a Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Right? There were different places that function like that in the desert. But what was it about? It was because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't not. He had a half a mitzvah to do. He had something he could do in Avodas Hashem. He would do it. Av satorah mitzvoseha. Av shelo hoya af lo chatzi mitzvah. Me'achash, but he's alluding to the Rambam. Maybe it's not even a half a mitzvah. The Rambam called it a half a mitzvah. Maybe it's not even a half a mitzvah. Me'achash shelo kaltu, since it didn't function yet. Ube'etzem, hoya yecholom l'shanos la'achirim mitzad adin. Really, it didn't have any teeth yet. And maybe they could have separated different cities. Ilav hayedia, shemasharatza Moshe, also l'shanos. Were it not for the fact that you can't change something that Moshe Rabbeinu said or did, ki hakol hume Hashem yizbarach, kimam rabbi gadol b'nei Reuven, es asher diber Hashem el avadecha, av shehu rak t'nai shetziva Moshe. Even though it was only something that Moshe said, mishum sheshchinim v'deberes b'dok ronos shel Moshe. So, even though theoretically they could have, were it not for the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu and the authority that he had, they could have changed it, mikol makom, mitzad ava ratza sheyase koma sheyachol b'mitzvah. He still, you know, wanted, he did anything. We're not going to be able to finish all of our projects. We're not going to be able to do everything. We're not going to come to the highest levels of tefillah and Torah and chesed. But you know what? We do whatever we could do because we know this is what Hashem wants and this is what he loves. Uka hamashal halzeh me'oev kesef lo yisba kesef. Like the Gemara says, right, if somebody who loves money can never get enough of money. Whatever you love, you can never get enough of. Right, you know, somebody loves cars, they can't get enough cars. Somebody loves sports, can't get enough sports. Somebody loves Torah, can't get enough Torah. Lachain, kisharatza lichros bris hasheni ba'arvos moav. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to spend the next 5 weeks of his life reviewing the Torah, which is a second covenant, there was a covenant at Har Sinai, and there's a covenant now at Arvos Moav. Shehu achar krisas bris harishon, az ala belibo lahoros lem inyan ahava b'mitzavas hamitzvus. Right before He started talking to them already. But right before this covenant is made, he emphasizes Ahava. Why did he do half a mitzvah? It's all about Ahavas Hashem. Ki akiyam ha'ikari ye mitzad Ahava. Giving them the message that your kiyam ha'mitzvahs has to be, you have to know the basis is Ahavas Hashem. It needs to be. Sha'az vada yikaimu kara'ui below limso p'tur mi'amitzvah. You won't try to get out of things. You won't try to look for excuses, right? We try to be lechatchila Jews. We try to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want from us, not what we could get away with, right? That's really what we're about. So Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them this message right before he starts reviewing the Torah and giving the new mitzvahs and having the bris of Arvos Moav. He doesn't act, or he references the act that he did, that he says, I set aside these Ari Miklat. And they get the message. Why he set aside the Ari Miklat? Didn't function yet. An act of Ahavas Hashem. The avoda of Moshe was through Ahava. V'lachein, hifrish gimel ha'arim. Umuvan l'fizeh ma'damasek alzeh v'zos ha'torah. Shosha Moshe, the Bnei Yisrael. This is v'zos ha'torah. This is the message of Torah that Moshe gives to Bnei Yisrael. Ahava, do mitzvahs ba'ahava. Not because it's a burden. Moshe talks about this over and over again. That mitzvahs can't be looked at a burden. We can't say Shver Tzayin Yid. We have to say that it's amazing. Dekoi al avdalas ha'arim. So v'zos ha'torah, says Ramosha, is referring to this act. Sheba'ofan kiyum kazeh yekiyum ha'torah l'chol b'nei Yisrael. If you keep Torah like this, then it's going to be kept forever. U'meduyek lashan shasam Moshe was some this. Tehazeh ha'yem mitzad v'chiras ha'ratzon Moshe lo mitzad tzivi Hashem. This is the message that Moshe gave to b'nei Yisrael. What was that? Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'ahava. You have a little mitzvah to do, do it. Any little thing. V'nireh. And now Ramosha says, adding on. That's the message. Ahavas Hashem, that's what giving messages over. But now Ramosha says, and he doesn't prove it so much, but there are sources. It says the two krisos bris. We have the bris of Har Sinai and the bris of Arvos Moav. V'nira sheshtei krisos habris hu echad. Miyira v'echad me'ahava. The two krisos bris that we have is Ahava and Yira. One bris was from Ahava. Let's see. He quotes Yerushalmi. This is Yerushalmi Sota. Shetzorach la'avod me'ahava. Umishara. Sha'af me'ahava. Shehi madrega gedola efshar sheyivot. But as Moshe says in the resources, it can't just be ahava. Can't just be ahava, because if it's just ahava, so then there's a chash of being bo'et. Being bo'et. Haynu sheyechta behispartsus el hasagos hagadolos aydei dvarim she'asra Torah ba'agravas karbanos lo kedin. Remember how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Moshe by Har Sinai? Tell him not to go up the mountain. Say it again, tell him not to go up the mountain. Why Har Sinai? Because of the great ahava and the taiva that they have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could break the borders. And maybe that was the Egel according to the Beis Halevi, and that was Nadav and Aviu according to the Nitziv. Shebezeh chatu harbe yoser. Deshchut echutz bebamos rak malachim atzadikim yoser. I want to give a karban. I can't wait till I get to Beis Hamikdash. I'm going to give a karban now. No. If there's no boundaries of Yira along with the Ahava, then things could get out of control. Could get out of control. Kfisha Torah. If somebody is Yara Shemayim, and Yara Selokim, so that also is, control. V'haisa krisas bris harishon shel ahava. The first krisas bris of Har Sinai Ahava, maybe that was Na'aseh v'nishma. That was out of a sense of love and recognition. Lachain matzinu b'doras harishonim shahaya me'ava shalochim tzu'etzos eichli pater me'etorah mitzvahs. We weren't looking for excuses and ways out. Ela adaraba bikshu etzos l'schayev. And that's what the Gemara says. Doras harishonim, they figure out ways to be mechayev in mitzvahs. And doras achronim try to get out. Avachatu b'koach ha'ava atshuka l'madrigas gedolos. But if you just have ahava, then it can lead to chakam gedolim, to avera, goreres avera, v'chulu. So Har Sinai was ahava. Moshe Rabbeinu was about to give the second krisas bris, which is going to be based on yira. But as a introduction to that, he says, you got to remember the ahava though. Right? You can't just have the yira. That's why he does Ari Miklan and Zos HaTorah. The krisas bris hashnia haisa liyira, kadei shelo yavo lidechet. V'zen is kayim achra churban. Ahava. So that's for Rav Moshe, the two krisos bris. I think we mentioned in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, that's the answer to Tosfos' kasha, or maybe the pshat of Tosfos, of Kafalem Harkagigas and Nasa Venishma. Tosfos and Shabbos Peches. We said Nasa Venishma. So Kafalem Harkagigas. So the Tosfos there has an answer that the Maharal says is more Kabbalistic, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot. Tosfos says, well, he was nervous that we might be chozerbo when we see the Eish HaGdola. The question is, what exactly does that mean? So Hashem forced it upon us before we were chozerbo. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that it's the balance of Nasa Vinishma means we accepted the Torah Me'ava and we were so excited. But Hashem is saying, but you can't just have Ava, because that could lead to tragic consequences. Once you expressed Ava, then I'm going to give you the Yira side of it too. Kavala Markagigas. The other nations of the world didn't take a step forward. They didn't even do the Ava, Nasa Vinishma. So HaKadosh Baruch was like, I'm not going to give them the Yira if they didn't even do the Ava. Klai Yisrael, Nasa Vinishma, so Kavala Mar Kigigas. So, and that's what Rav Yaakov explains is the mission in Pirkei Avos, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, of Atikin and Shesocho. Altiu Kavod, Namasham Shem Azarav, Shalom Anas Lekaval Pras, Amanas, El Shalom Anas Lekaval Pras. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not without intention of getting a reward, Vihi Mora Shamayim Aleichem. Right, and that's the last part of the Mishnah. And the Mefarshim of the Mishnah always wonder about the connection between the different parts of the Mishnah. But says Rabbi Yaakov, that's our theme, Ava and Yira. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Anas Lekaval Pras, Ava, Vimor Shemayim Aleichem, Yira. Rav Moshe says you have to have both here, and that's the Oz Yavdol Moshe. Right before he starts the bris of Yira, he bases it and says you have to make sure to have Ava. Okay, we continue. There are many psukim, Rabbi Sachs points out, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs points out, in Dvarim, about Ahava. We've been talking about Ahava. One of the more famous ones is in Shema. As we go further on after the Aseret HaDibros, we have in Perek Vav, by Shishi, Shema Yisrael, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Love Hashem, love Hashem. So Rabbi Sachs here in Judaism's Life-Changing Ideas discusses a thought that he spoke about with an insightful moralist of our time, David Brooks. Okay, we've been talking, and Rabbi Sachs said he suggested that many people in the West today are commitment averse, reluctant to bind themselves unconditionally and open-endedly to something or someone. We don't like commitments. A commitment to be somewhere, a commitment in a job, right? We like to do things on our own terms, right? We're the generation that likes to work at home and likes to take our own vacations and make our times. And the commitments are hard. The market mindset that predominates today encourages us to try this, sample that, experiment, keep our options open. Pledges of loyalty are few and far between. And Brooks agreed, he notes, that nowadays freedom is usually understood as freedom from. We don't like to be tied down, but the real freedom, and this is what the Torah believes also, the real freedom worth having, in his view, is freedom to, turning the page, meaning the ability to do something that's difficult and requires effort and expertise. For example, what's freedom to? If you want to have the freedom to play the piano, you have to chain yourself to do it and practice every day. Freedom to, right? Incha ben chorin elami sheyasok batorah. Freedom in this sense does not mean the absence of restraint, but rather choosing the right restraint. Right? Freedom, somebody runs out of a jail and is free. He's free from, but now what is he free to do? What is he going to do? Right? The positive involves commitment, a choice to forego certain choices. V'chulu. And he continues and he says that's what commitment is, Rabbi Sachs now says. That's what commitment is in Yahadus. In Yahadus. And then he says, struck me as a beautiful way into one of the fundamental features of the Book of Dvarim, specifically, and Judaism in generally. The Book of Dvarim is more than simply Moshe's speech in the last months of his life. It's his tzava. But it is a statement of what Yahadus is about. And it's built around commitment. Commitment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just said, Zchus Avos, and a commitment by the people. A mutual commitment by God to a people and by the people to a God. But the commitment, what is a commitment? I commit, I choose to commit to something, a freedom to. The commitment itself is an act of love. As we just read, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And he notes on the top right now, we can see how central love is to the Book of Devarim by noting how often the root Ahava appears in all the books of the Torah. 15 times in Bereishis. 15 times, none about the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a human. There are about feelings of husbands for wives or parents for children. This is often how often the verb appears in the other four books. Shmos twice, Vayikra twice, Bamidbar not at all, Dvarim 23 times. 23 times the root, Ahava. And again, it's Ahava between us and Hashem and us. Right? That's Bereishis is a lot about couples and parents and children. But here, it's about us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The real question is how this vision is connected to the legal halakha content and much of Dvarim. So what does that mean? There's so much Ava Ava, like Ramosha just said. Ava Ava Ava, but there's 200 mitzvahs. There's 200 mitzvahs in Sefer Dvarim. So how is that a reflection of Ava? The answer is exactly what we mentioned earlier, bottom right. Commitment is falling in love with something and then building a structure of behavior around it to sustain that love over time. Law, the mitzvos, halacha, is the structure of behavior. We said nasa v'nishma, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how do you sustain that love? By acting, right? In a relationship, somebody falls in love, a husband and wife fall in love. That love's not going to last unless they're committed to each other, which means building a structure of giving, building a structure of focusing on each other. And that's what Torah is. And that's what mitzvahs are about. And that's what he says on the next page, which is why we need laws, rituals, habits, and deeds. Rituals are the framework that keeps love alive. Right? And that's what we have to recognize. The power of mitzvahs and the goal. It's about the love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the keeping the love going. And the more we give, as Rav Dessler says, right, the more you give, the more you love. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give, and he wants to give to us. He gives us so much because he loves, because, and also, it breeds love, and so too with us as well. So this is the sefer of love and making love last, as Rabbi Sachs says. We have to do what we can to honor that commitment. Okay. Moving right along, keeping on the same pasuk, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Right, Shema. There's so many Yesodos HaEmuna in Vayeschanan in general, in this Aliyah, in this section. To love Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'odecha. Right, that's what the Rashi quotes Chazal, the Gemaras, and the Midrashim, b'chal levavcha, b'shnei yitzrecha, right, with both, with the Yetzer Tov, Yitzahara, b'chal nafshecha. If he's no tells nafshecha, b'chal ma'odecha, Rashi quotes, that's the hardest word to translate, b'chal mamoncha, with all your money. Yesh lecha adam sh'mamoncha v'la migufa. If your money is chaviv to you, love Hashem with all your money. Right? Or ma'odecha, b'chal mida umida sh'mode lecha. With every measure that Hashem is mode to you, so then, you know, give it back to him, so to speak. Love him, whatever he measures to you, whatever he measures to you. So if you look in the Meshechachma in source number 6, right, quotes an idea that we've quoted elsewhere, but not on this pasuk. Right, we know the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma Daf Lamed, three opinions. Hai ma d'boi l'bevi chasida. If somebody wants to be a chassid, somebody wants to be a pious person, what should he do? So the Gemara has three opinions there. L'kai mili d'brachas. Be machmed about brachos. L'kai mili d'nezikin. Interpersonal. L'kai mili d'avos. Avos, pirkei avos, midos. So we've noted that the Maharsha and others, the Vilna Gaon, note that those three opinions are parallel to three areas of our avoda. Bein adam la'makom, bein adam la'chavero, and bein adam la'atzmo. Between man and himself, perfecting his own religious personality, acting like God, v'alachta b'drachav. So what are the three brachas? It's obviously bein adam la'makom. Mili de nezikin is bein adam la'chavero. And mili de avos, pirkei avos, working on myself. So that is, those are the three. Bein adam la'makom, la'chavero, and bein adam la'atzmo. The Meshechachma takes that and puts it into this pasuk. B'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'odecha. Let's read the Meshechachma. Says Rameir Simcha, Amayda b'lamei v'chasid, l'chaim yilid d'brachas. Zeh hadveikus v'ha-hakara, shahakol ba min Hashem v'hoda'a ilav. Right? Mili d'brachas, what's a bracha? I recognize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dveikus and the hakara, shahakol ba min Hashem v'hoda'a ilav, and I amoda to him. Like that lashon of the Ramban at the end of Parsha's bow. The goal of our life is to be makir u'model Hashem. That's the language of the Ramban. So zedvegel akar shakol ba min Hashem v'hoda ilav. V'zeh b'chol levavcha. That's how the Meshech Chachma, all of your heart al hasichlios. That has to do with, you know, that your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we understand it. With all your heart is connecting to Hashem. That's bin adam la makom. V'yamri la l'chaim yilid da avos. Look what he has as avos, ze midos utchunas hanefesh. Right, that's the working on your own soul. Vizeo b'chol nafshecha. Your nefesh, working on your nefesh, that's bein adam la'atzmo. Bein adam la'atzmo. So b'chol levavcha is bein adam la'makom. B'chol nafshecha is you're working on your whole soul, perfecting your soul. Right, and that's b'chol nafshecha, bein adam la'atzmo. V'amri la'lekayim yili d'nezikin. And nezikin is b'chol ma'odecha. What's ma'odecha? Ma'od says the Meshech Chachma, beautiful, ki ha'adam midini b'teva. We are social creatures, right? We are not meant to be alone. We can't live alone. Midini b'teva. Va'oiva kibbutz l'rov chesrodo. We need others for the great lackings that we have. I don't know how to make clothes, so I have to go to a tailor to get clothes. I don't know how to milk the cow, so I go to the farmer to get milk. I don't know how to get food. I don't know how to read. But everybody has something about them that they know how to do, and that ability they could share with others. Right? We are midini. We are social, societal b'teva, and we love being connected to others because they are mashlim what I'm missing. L'rov chesrono. V'kfar disorer benzoma. Remember, benzoma says, bir oso uchlusa. And benzoma was the one that sees many Jews, many people, and makes the bracha. Al gami ma'ala bahar abayis. Parenthetically, that's why maybe the Rambam says this bracha was only said in Eretz Yisrael, some suggest. Omar baruch acham arazim. The bracha that you say when you see 600,000 Jews. V'baruch shebarach kol eile l'sham sheini. And he says, Baruch, that Hashem created all these people to serve me. Who are you, Omer? After all, Kama Yigios Yag Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon had it really hard. He had to do everything himself. How much tircha he had, Achematza Paz Lechol, until he found bread to eat. Charash, Zara, Katzar. He did all the Lamedes Malachas. He plowed, he sowed, he harvested, he gathered, Vidosh, Vizara, and he threshed, and he winnowed, Ubira, Vitacha, Vihirkid, Velosh, Va'afa, all 11s. He threw the pass. V'yachar kachachal. And then he ate. Va'ani, mashkim l'motah kol elam sukan l'fona. I go to the bakery. I go to the bakery and I get bread. Wow. So says the Ben Azai, or says, sorry, Ben Zoma, says Ben Zoma, I have it easy. I have it great. The eno dome lebal chai shelavusho beso imo. Not like an animal. An animal has his lavush. The animal that never has to go buy clothing. It doesn't grow out of it. He has his lavush. And even an animal that might shed its skin, it gets a new skin. Beso imo, I have everything with me. The animal doesn't need others to be nourished. The chacham harazim shemishtaim b'deya ubechachma aydei chinuch zulaso. But the chacham, the wise one of secrets that creates us like this. V'lachein, that's why Hillel tells the ger, ma dalech sani, what you hate, right? You have to survive with everybody else. So what you hate, ma shata rotze mizulascha to alios v'lo ra, just like you want him to help you, kein at luzulasecha, so you help him. Because everybody has something about them that they could contribute, that they could help and be mashlim with. So says the Meshechachma now, b'chom ma'udecha, ma'ud ma'ud, kol midu mida, every little advantage, every little skill that you have, serve Hashem b'chom ma'udecha. That's the Ben Adam L'chaveiro part of it. Imashi yesh l'cha yitaron, al kol ba'alei achayim, mili de nezikin. Nezikin symbolizes Ben Adam L'chaveiro, but that the Meshechachma is putting it here on b'chol ma'udecha, b'chol ma'ud, everything that you have extra, ma'udius, ma'ud is like very, ma'udecha, ma'udius, as is called, so everything that you have extra that somebody else doesn't have, you know, help the other person with that, and that's the Bein Adam l'chaveiro. So again, the Yesod of Bava Kama Daf Lamed, and the Marsha there, or the Vilna Gaon, about the three areas of our avoda, and the Meshechachma, putting it into this pasuk. Okay, there is a Ramban that we haven't done in more than a decade, so we have to review it because it's a basic Ramban. The Ramban often takes psukim that sound fundamental and makes them fundamental and develops major themes based on them, unlike some other Rishonim, just learn them as referring to something specific, but the Ramban generalizes them, like we have by the Ramban's Kedoshim Tiyu, like we have by the Ramban's Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, right? Like we have by other Rambans. But here we have also Ramban of Asisa Yashavatov, Beni Hashem, do what's right, straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. Perek Vav, Pasik Yudches, Yasisa Yashavatov. Says the Ramban, what does that mean? What does it mean, do what's right and good? Hashem told us what to do. What do you mean, do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem? Says the Ramban, Al Derech HaPshat. What's the Pshat? Source number 7. Yomar. Tishmru Mitzvah Hashem, Ve'edosav, V'chukosav. What does it mean, do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem? Well, what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem? Mitzvahs. So, do mitzvahs. The Pasuk is giving chizuk about doing mitzvahs. V'tachavein ba'asiyasan la'asos hatov ha'yashar b'inav bilvad. And have kavana that you're doing it for Hashem. Ulman yitav l'cha, that he's going to give you good. Uschar haftacha. Yomar ki yasos hatov b'inav yitav l'cha ki Hashem yitiv latovim v'la'yisharim b'libosam. So number one, this pasuk maybe is not adding anything. It's just giving chizuk. Do the mitzvahs, because that's what's straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. Ularaboseinu bazeh medrash yafeh. But our rabbis, says the Ramban, have an added beautiful message. Amru zupshara v'lifni mishuras adin. What is this? This is something beyond. Lifni mishuras adin. What does that mean? What's beyond the mitzvahs? You have all the mitzvahs. What's beyond the mitzvahs? Va'akavana bazeh. This is the message, says the Ramban. Ki mitchila amar. First it says, shetish baruch hu kosav v'edosav asher tzivcha. Right? It says, well, the pasuk right before this. Shamar tishmarunas mitzvot Hashem alokeichem. Keep the mitzvahs v'edosav v'chukav asher tzivach. Keep the mitzvahs and the laws that Hashem commanded you. What he commanded you. And now, says the Ramban, what's Va'asisa Yashvatov adding? V'yata yomar gamba asher lo tzivcha. Even with an area that was not specifically commanded. Try to figure out what's good and straight in his eyes. Ki hu ohev hatov v'hayashar. After all the mitzvahs, right, the previous pasuk, the Shemar Tishmaru and pasuk Yud Zayin, that's the mitzvahs, and now comes the Ramban and says, lifni mishuras hadin, the Medrash is telling you to do something else. Because after all, says the Ramban, lefi v'ze enyan gadol, ki v'ishi yefshar lahazkir b'torah kol hanagas ha'adam, im shchein avareyav. It's impossible for the Torah to list off what to do in every single situation with especially the ben adam lachavero. Hashem could tell you ben adam lamakom, lulav, and the like. But every situation that comes up in life, vareya, v'chom asom atano, business, the tikkuni ayisha of getting society proper, v'hamadinos kulam, it's impossible for Hashem to say every single situation. So you know what Hashem says? Aval acharei shehizkir mehem harbe. After we have so many mitzvahs that are related to ben adam lachavero, and what, how to act with each other, you can almost say like Rachel, lo sikam lo sitar, how do we speak about each other? How do we act? Lo samal adam re'echa, lo sakal al cheresh, mipnei seva takum. All of these mitzvahs about how we interact, interpersonal relationships. After all of that, the Ramban says that the Torah says, do what Hashem would appreciate. Chazal omar b'derek klal, sheyaseh hatov hayasher b'chol davar. Do what's good and right in everything. Ad sheikanis b'zeh apsharav lefnei mishuras adin. Meaning, figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to do in every situation and apply those principles there. And he says, and that's similar to Ukugomash Eskiru Bedina de Bar Metzra. Like the case of Bar Metzra, right? You're selling a piece of land, and you can sell it to five different people. Sell it to the person who lives next door. So it means more to him. You're getting the same amount of money. It means more to him because now he can expand his house. Dina de Bar Metzra, is that halachic? It's midas stone, right? If you don't do it. Afilo Masharma Pirko Noah, Diburo Binachas, Imabrios, Achikur Bacholinian Tam Vyashar. Do whatever you can in this regard, above and beyond, apply the Yesodos of the mitzvos in those other areas as well. Vyasisa Hayashar Vatov Beine Hashem. So that's the Yesod of the Rabban that we take with us. If you look at the Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilcha Shechinim, I think he quotes the same idea as the Ramban. Again, the Magid Mishnah was later. A couple of generations after the Ramban, but that's that Magid Mishnah. Okay, two more thoughts. Try one more thought on the Parsha. Let's do what we can before we get into the Haftorah. We have one of the questions that one of the sons asks at the Seder. As we know, it's been pointed out that some of the questions that are mentioned in Shmos and here in Dvarim do not have the answers that we give them in the Haggadah. Okay, but that's not a question that we're going to be answering now. But the Pasuk says in Vav Chaf, Kishachav Inchav Machar Leimar Ma, when your son asks, Ma Ha'edes Vachukim Ha'ev Mishadar Shesiv Hashem Lakinu Aschem. What question is that? That we know is the question of the Chacham, right? That's the, Rashi quotes that right back in Shmos. Rashi goes back in Shmos, not here. Rashi doesn't say here. Goes in by Shmos, Sheyodeh L'daber L'sh'ol B'lashon Nechona. Right, he knows how to ask specific questions. Mohaydis vachukim. So if you look in the source number 8, the Torah Chaim, the thoughts of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he quotes there from the Yerushalmi at the end of Pesachim in the 10th parak. Tani Rabbi Chiya keneged arba avanim divra Torah. We know the four sons: Ben Chacham, Ben Rasha, Ben Tipesh, called Tipesh there, not Tam, Ben She'eni Yodea Lishol. And this pasuk Ben Chacham, I will mer Mohaydis vachukim mishpatim. And then the answer that we give is back in Shmos. But the question is, wow, what are these chukim and mishpatim? He is awed by what the Hashem, the Torah that Hashem gives him. So there's a thought that we have mentioned in Haggadah Shiurim, but here it's put on the Chumash, right? It quotes from Reb Chaim. Tihine, what is the Chacham amazed about? Tihine, b'chachma sa'olam, sifrei halimud shel osa ha'chachma shalom dema mechulakim l'dargos. In every area of study, you have medicine, sociology, statistics, anything, any area of study, law, there are beginner textbooks, and there are medium intermediate textbooks, and there are advanced textbooks. L'ktanim u'maschilim sheish b'em reishas chachma, asher nechta b'kalos fi asagas halomen, and how it's written. First graders and seventh graders and tenth graders, and you move up. Ukshagomer sefer zeh lo may be sefer acher yoser kashev achinala, and you keep moving up and up. Right, the fifth grader does not learn the same thing as the first grader, and the college professor is not teaching from the same book as the high school student. It would be foolish. It would be silly. No, you have to move up. You have to move up every time. Avala Torah, but the amazing magic of the Torah is Hare Oso Achumish Ben Lomei Bolomei Hayelad Amaschil Belimet Chumish, the same Chumish that the the child gets when he has his chumash party, and he gets his original chumash, gam ha'anak shebatorah mis'am el va'amabo. The same giant in Torah works very hard and focuses and uses that chumash. V'kol echad ma'asig ba'oso ha'chumash kefi ha'sagasahu. And everybody gets something else out of the chumash, but it's the same chumash. The Torah is the same content. V'davar zeh mi'niflos ha'Torah. This is the niflos. The niflos ha'Torah, right? How is it that you can have the same content, right? You can have the same content for any other area of study. And here you have the same content. And every time you do it, and you go back to it again and again, every year, v'zeh sha'amar ha'gadah barach shenasan Torah, Pirish, Oso HaTorah, the same Torah was given to all the four sons. Keneged, that's that word keneged. Keneged Rabbanan Dibet Torah, V'rak Kol Echel, if he's Sechel Avanaso. Everybody gets a different element, aspect out of it, but it's keneged, the keneged Rabbanan. Part of what maybe makes this magic, and the basis of this magic, is that underneath the Torah, on the way we read it, is the Torah spells out, as the Ramban says, Shem Hashem. The Ramban in the Hagdamah to Torah, it's source number 9, quotes, Od Yesh Biyadeinu Kabbalah Shel Emes. We have a Misorah, says the Ramban. Ki Kol HaTorah Kula Shmo Sef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem on a deeper level. Shatevos Mischalkos L'Shemos Binyan Achir. The words can be split up differently, even on a Nigla level. Kilu Tachshov HaDerech Mashal. Think about it. Ki HaPasuk Bereishis. Bereishis Bara Elokim can be split up. L'tevos acheros gon barosh yisbara elokim. It can be split up differently. V'chala Torah kein. Milvatzi rufeyem v'gematrius same shel shemos. Besides the gematrius. But there is the Torah. We read it in a certain way and have a certain level of understanding, surface understanding. But there's so many deep levels. V'kfar kasa rabbeinu Shlomo. Rashi says, v'brusha v'talmud inyan Hashem ha'gadol shishim v'shtayim. That's the Rashi towards the end of Sukkah. About aniva ho'o shiana. Right, he talks about how there's this hidden names in the Torah. Line 6, umipnei zeh, and that is why Sefer Torah shetabo bosachas b'malia b'chaser pasul, and that's why Sefer Torah that's missing or has an extra letter is still pasul, even if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, because it's not just about how we understand it. Kizecho inyan nechayev otanu lifsol Sefer Torah sheyachzer bo, that is missing vav echad mimilas osam. Shabbat Me'am Lamates Malayim Batorah. There are 39 Malayim in the Torah. So if you have an extra, or Shiyotov Avav Be'echad Misharach HaSeirim. If you're missing a Vav, you have an extra Vav. So why should it be puzzled? It doesn't change the meaning of a word. You know what it means. It's not just about what it means. It depends what it symbolizes or what it spells out. And if you're missing one letter of an extra letter, it can mess up the whole thing, right? We appreciate this today. You can send an email to somebody. You have one letter off in the email. One letter off. Or even you call a telephone number. One number off. It's done. It takes you to a whole different world. And the person's never going to get it. What's the one letter? What's one number? What's the big deal? If it's the big deal in phone numbers and in emails, it's Kal v'chomer. It's a big deal in Torah and what it symbolizes. Afo pishinu ma'alav l'morid. Kifi ha'olam machshava. Like it's, like we would think. V'zeho inyan shevi gdoli ha'mikro limnos male v'chaser. B'chal ator ha'mikro. That's why the Gemara and Kiddushin. They counted the maleos and the chaseros to know. Right, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Taryag. He's machali between different types of chaseros v'yaseros, but that's what the Ramban says. So maybe this is behind Reb Chaim's idea. Where does the Torah get such magic from? That there's the same content can be studied and learned by the greatest of the scholars and the youngest of the novices of the beginners, because the Torah is Moshe Shlach Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Torah Shabbal Peh is an expansion of Torah Shabbat. Right, it's all one unit. And that's why when the Chacham says, wow, this, he's shocked, he's in awe, Maha Edis Vahukim Vahmishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, that Hashem commanded you. We all have to be like the Chacham and be in awe of this Torah. If you look in the Haftorah, as we know, this Shabbos is Shabbos Nachamu, Parshas Nachamu, coming from the Haftorah, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar Elokeichem. We have Nachama. We've spoken in the past what exactly is the Nechama if we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik, Hashem took the Beis HaMikdash instead of us. He's always going to have us. But if you look in the Psukim, so what is Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami? Hashem says, Yishayo, Yomur Alokeichem, Ki Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Call to Yerushalayim, V'kiru Eleha, Ki Mal'a Tzva'a. Call Ki Mal'u Tzva'a. Right, it's been filled. Right, with all of its armies. Ki nirtza avona, its sin has been forgiven. Ki lakha miyad Hashem, right? We have already received the onesh from Hashem. I'm reading from the Haftorah, right? We've already received the onesh from Hashem. Even tons of onesh we have received. Received. And then called Korba Midbar, Panu Derech Hashem, Yashru Barava, Mesila, you know, make way. Kol Gei Yinasev, Kol Har Giv'ah, Yishpalu, oh beautiful, the mountains are going to be flattened. Amazing, beautiful depiction. V'nigla Kvod Hashem, Baro Kol Botsu Yachtav, Kipi Hashem Diber. Everybody will see Hashem. Amazing, amazing, beautiful ideas. So if you look in Rav Zevin in the Torah Vela Moadim, last page, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Dabro Lev Yishalayim, but Pit'om, after the free psukkim that I just read, all of a sudden, things seem to change. Things seem to change. A couple of psukkim in. Kol Omer Kra, Va'amar, Ma'ekra, Kol Abatsir, Abasar, Chatsir, V'kol Chasto, Kitzis Asada, all the chesed will be like, you know, floating in the field, Yavesh Chatsir, the grass is going to get dried out, Navel Tzitz, Ki Ruach Hashem Nashvabo, Hashem's Ruach is going to be there. Something changed. Something changed. What happened? Ma kara, yes, the Rav Zevin. Ma pitom me'igra rama labira mikta. We had the first few psukim in the Haftorah, which are on the highest levels, and then all of a sudden we've fallen. So first he quotes the idea that we mentioned in the past. The Abu Dram and others go through and say the names of the seven Haftorahs between now and Shabbat Shuvah are really telling a story. If you look at the first names, first words in every Haftorah. Right. Tam l'seder haftorah shal shiva d'nechemta. B'shabbos harishona nachamu nachamu ami. Hashem says they shall have nechama. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'neviyei ha'emes v'hatzedek sheyelchu v'yinachamu as Yisrael. Nachamu nachamu ami. Hashem tells the Nevi'im, go comfort my children. V'yevasru lehem es besoras ha'gula. Tell them there's going to be a gula, there's going to be a redemption. Nachamu nachamu ami yomer alokeichem. Nevi'im, go tell them. What's the next parasha? V'yisrael le'nem rutsa b'zeh. Bnei Yisrael are not interested in hearing a second-hand message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Nechama. Rotsim she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmi nachamim. Tell me, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to give us the Nechama. That's why, what's the next week's part for Akev? B'Shabbos HaShniyah v'tomer tzion azavani Hashem. V'Hashem shechechani. Right, what does Akev start off with? Hashem, we're upset. We don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send a message, and then through that message we're going to get Nechama. No, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell us himself that there is nechama. We don't want anybody else to give us the message. That's Haftorah number right two. So we have nachamu nachamim. We say no. They tell Hakadosh Baruch Hu ani asara lo nechama. Right, there's no nechama. They didn't want it. So fine. In the fourth Shabbos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, anochi anochi hu menachemchem. It's going to be me. It's going to be me. And finally, after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to be Hashem. So what do we have in Kiseitse? Rani Yakara. So finally, there'll be song. Achshav at Yechola Kfar L'Ranein. U'Bishishis, Kumi Ori Kiva Orech. Kvod Hashem is coming. And that's the, finally, Sos Asis Bashem. There's a Simcha. It's a whole process. U'Mikiva on line 12. Shashem Elokei, Elokeinu Batzmeinu Hu HaMenachem, Bo Asis U'Bo Tagel Nafshi. So that's all beautiful and amazing that tells the story. But says Rav Zevin, this is all if we recognize that the Geula is happening with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. That's, we need that. Avo yesh asher chizayon hafuch kore, line 13. There could be an opposite vision. Mofim nisim and ashamayim. If there are nisim and Geula, osos shel mevasri Geula me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are osos, there are signs. Yisrael lo yada amilo es bonan. If we don't recognize that it's Hashem, Einam shomim kol hakriya, veinam roam es makar haosos, that's shorish hamofsim. We don't realize where it's coming from. Anochi anochi umanamchem. Vatishka Hashem osecha. Notice Rabbi Yisrael is looking at each of the haftorahs. This, and you might forget if you don't have the right glasses on. Osozum ofsim kain, avokochi vosim yadi. Right? Maybe it's me. Nisim vada avalaniva afsi od. It's happening, but it's from us, not from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, no, no. Nachamu, nachamu ami. You have to make sure you know who it's coming from. Who it's coming from. Recognize that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Haftorah continues and says, Ki Dvar Elokeinu Yakum La'olam Al Har Gavoa V'chulu. If we recognize this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with His help, then it's going to be a beautiful process. We are in the past months and years, we've been feeling the amazing, and we've been seeing the ultimate Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought for us through our hands, that we are being able to team up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Geula, to bring redemption and bring the Nisim. So these Haftaras tell us that it's going to happen. The Geula is on its way. We just have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes, and he's the one that's giving the humans the koach to be able to bring the Geula, every one of our soldiers, our precious soldiers, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his shoulder, helping and leading, and B'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to recognize all of the Nisim and the Nechama, and be zocha to true Nechama, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Okay, we'll stop here.